Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Joining us right now is John Harper. You see him on SNY, and you've heard him on The Fan a few times. John is going to talk Mets and Yankees with us. Welcome in, John.
Hey, Keith, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks for taking time out of your night to chat with us real quick. You know, we're obviously all locked in on the Knicks game, but this is New York. We have Mets fans and Yankee fans that are in season, and some of us take it more serious than the playoffs. So here we are.
It's a great baseball town still, but I'm locked in on these Knicks too. I mean, I'm a Nets guy, but because of Jersey, my Jersey roots, but I'm interested in this Knicks team. They look pretty good so far.
Yeah, I'm a Nets guy as well, growing up in Jersey, and you know, it was just the Nets and the Devils. Now it's only the Devils, but I mean, it's New York, and when the Knicks are good, it's different because there's so many fans that root for the Knicks. I'm rooting for them to beat Detroit tonight. I don't want to see them lose to the Pistons.
Yeah,
But yeah, we'll get back to that as there's 5 minutes.
You're old enough to remember the Jason Kidd era.
Of course, that's the era that made me a fan of the Nets. Really,
he was so good, man. He should have been the MVP, wouldn't you?
Yeah, and then, I mean, we get Vince Carter, and you think that after they go to back-to-back finals, Vince Carter's going to put them over the top, and then that didn't go that way. But anyway.
Best dunk ever, though, over Alonzo Mourning. Right?
Yeah, you can play that one back on YouTube. That's the one you show all the kids about how great, you know, VC was, Vinsanity. But, you know, talking about, you know, adding a guy and putting you over the top, Juan Soto is a Met. And Juan Soto was a guy that last night I was taking calls and fans were telling me he's uncomfortable, he's pressing, he looks like he doesn't want to be here. What's up with this guy? He doesn't look the same. He's getting pitches to hit. He's not drilling the pitches. But then in a game like today, and what I was saying last night was get him in more situations, get him in more, like, it's early, right? Get him to the postseason. Get him in more situations like in the ninth inning last night, and he'll show you who he is. He doesn't fold when other players will fold. Today, you got to see vintage Juan Soto, a two-homer game, which I've also been advertising. I'm a Yankee fan, so I've seen him have two-homer games that can win you the game. I've seen him hit the you know, winning home run, and I'm like, he's going to have a moment, and it came, but it just didn't happen in a win. What do you think about now the Mets, right? Today, they kind of let Juan Soto down. Juan Soto comes through, but the rest of the guys don't come through, and they end up losing the series. He performed in the rubber match.
Yeah. I mean, you can't lose the game. He hits two home runs. It just doesn't seem right. But I think the Mets, I think they would trade the win for him getting going for the two home runs. And that's Soto right there. You know, as you said, you've watched him. When he's sitting back and taking the ball the other way, and he's not. Yeah, the only thing that stood out to me about the body language has been a little weird. Where's the Soto shuffle and all that? But the thing that stood out statistically is he hit the highest ground ball rate of his career by far. And talking to scouts about it, they see the same thing. And their eyes tell him he's just a little anxious, maybe because of the contract. Rolling over on balls out in front, a little ball on balls, hitting them on the ground that he would normally stay back on and, you know, backspin into the air and all that. But today's a great sign for the Mets that he made it look so easy when he's in that groove. So I think maybe this gets him going because when he's right, there's, I mean, he's not Judge, but nobody's Judge.
I was about to say, no one is Judge. And they're trying to put Judge side by side with Bonds. And every time I see those numbers, I'm like, Bonds was on steroids. Let's not even do that.
Hey, man, I got so mad this morning. I'm a big Mark DeRosa fan on MLB Network, and he does a great breakdowns and stuff, you know. But you, and he went into a big thing about how Judge is the best he's seen since Bonds. You, come on, man. You can't compare Judge to Bonds.
2001 Bonds. I saw a little bit of that on the internet.
Yeah. I mean, Bonds was so roided up. I mean, I was there. I saw him without a shirt on in the clubhouse. It was a joke. And I know, you know, I've told the story over the years, you know, people there that met the Giants trainers were telling their beat guys his head size grew about 2 sizes bigger, 3 sizes bigger. I mean, it was unbelievable.
He had to get him a size 8 hat. He went from a 7 to an 8.
Yeah. I mean, come on. Judge, man. I was on that our baseball show tonight on SNY, and we were talking about Judge, and I said, it's become part of my morning routine. It's like brushing my teeth. I go to his baseball reference page every morning and just stare at the black type. It's unbelievable. You know, the bold type about how many categories he's leading in. It's unbelievable what he's doing.
Yeah, here's a stat that came across my timeline today from OptiStats. Prior to 2005, no American League player had ever collected 50 hits in a season before May. Neither had an AL player reached base 70 times before May, nor amassed 85 total bases before May. Aaron Judge did all three this year.
Oh, man. I know. I also joked on the show. I said, it's, you know, what is this, 1941? I mean, that was the late year Ted Williams hit 406. And Ted Williams wasn't facing guys coming out of the bullpen in the 6th, 7th, 8th inning, 9th inning, throwing 99 miles an hour. So, I mean, you can legitimately make a case that Judge could be the best hitter of all time.
I did make that case last year, and then ultimately we get to the postseason and he's not the same hitter. So
yeah,
I've watched so many of his at-bats live. I was at his first game. I go to about 40, 50 games a year since he's come up. I've seen him do this, and I'm like, I've never watched a better player. I was a kid when you know, we saw Bonds or Tony Gwynn or Ken Griffey or whoever you want to throw in, even A-Rod. I'm like, this guy is a different level. And he's hitting for average. He'll slap singles through. And then when you give him a pitch to hit, like, he's hitting it out, and he's hitting it out 400-plus feet, and it's every single day. It's every day.
Yeah, I know. And he keeps getting better. I mean, that's the one thing that I was looking at some of the, you know, the stats on Baseball Savant and all that. The thing that really stands out is how much he's improved his chase rate. You know, he doesn't chase anymore. He's got one of the best chase rates in the top 5% in MLB. He used to be down, 50%. So he just keeps getting better and better. And when he, you know, now he's to the point, if he's not going to chase, he hits everything, just about everything hard. So, I mean, I don't know if he can hit 400, but he can hit 350, I think. Why not?
Yeah, he's going to have an over 350 average at the end of the year. He's probably going to win the Triple Crown if he stays healthy and keeps his up. Let me lay this on you. This is something I've been putting out there, because you speak on his chase rate. I get so frustrated watching him take, you know, pitches at his ankles, and the umps call him as strikes. And I'm like, that ball is down. This guy is 6'7". That's out of his strike zone.
I know. They've gotten a little better about it over the years, because Boone, you know, was on him all the time about it. But they still, you do see it at least a couple times a night where balls below his knees, they call strikes.
And he doesn't get mad. He doesn't say a word about it. He steps out of the box, adjusts his gloves, whatever, steps right back in. But we're about a season or two away from the automatic balls and strike system. He just turned 33. There are a lot of naysayers and people online with anonymous accounts that tell me Judge is aging out. Judge isn't going to be the same Judge in a couple years. And I'm like, no. Here's my theory, John. If he's 33 and he's still getting better, right? He's off to the best start of his career. He just turned 33 over the weekend.
Yeah.
If they can get this automatic balls and strike system in by the time he hits 36, like, that's going to extend his prowess. That's going to extend his dominance. And him being not as great as he is still all-star level, better than most of the players in the league.
Yeah, listen, why not? I mean, come on. Times have changed. Look what LeBron's doing. Nobody ever thought a guy could play like LeBron in the NBA at his age, but you know, what they're doing now with conditioning and everything, I think he'll, even if he, you know, you got the DH to go to, he can. I think he'll be able to hit, you know, well deep into his 30s, maybe into his 40s. Who knows? So I think, I mean, it is possible. I for one though, I'd much rather see them go to the challenge system than that automatic balls and strikes, because I saw it in spring training. I don't know if you watched it all. I kind of like it. It's like the tennis thing. You can challenge it, and within 5-10 seconds, you got an answer, and you move on. And you give each team, you know, you give them a few challenges, not unlimited. But I kind of, and then you save them for important spots. So I'd rather see that if it happens.
Yeah. I saw it in spring training. I saw it like in a game in Seattle for the All-Star game 2 years ago, and it was great. It added a sense of suspense, and like it added a little flair to the game, being able to, you know, for, you know, the challenge to happen. I think it's the same thing, right? You know, it's you know, if Judge gets a low strike called at his shoes, he can tap his helmet to get that looked at. They go look at it, and, you know, they come back and say, you know, that was a ball, and then the, you know, crowd cheers. We're getting there. The future is now. And you know, with Judge, what he's doing at $40 million a year is a steal. Back to the Mets. Obviously, with the price tag on Juan Soto, the return on investment hasn't necessarily been there, but who cares? They have been the best team in baseball. What I have been saying the last couple of nights is the pop that they've already gotten from Juan Soto, you see it with ticket sales. Their attendance is up. The pop that they've got with Juan Soto is the fact that, like, I think the rest of the team, high tide raises all ships. The rest of these guys have carried him and kind of raised their play. And you can't not acknowledge Pete Alonso's MVP-like start and Lindor not having a slow April. Those are the guys that bat behind him and in front of him. They are benefiting from Juan Soto being in that lineup.
I agree. I think his presence is a big factor, whether he's hitting or not. And I think there's got to be some effect too. And just in terms of he takes on so much of the spotlight, the pressure, that I think Alonso, even though everything that went on with him with the free agency, I still think it allowed him to go a little bit under the radar and maybe take a little pressure off. And I give him credit. He fixed some things. He's not chasing as much either the way he did last year. But I do think there's a definite Soto effect. We saw it last year with the Yankees, and I think you're seeing a little bit, even though you haven't seen prime Soto yet.
So just kind of going back and forth with the Yankees, we're talking to John Harper from SNY right now. Let's talk pitching. The Mets pitching lab is diabolical. Hefner's laboratory. I don't know what they do in there. I don't know what they teach in there. I don't know how they fix these guys in there. And even what we're seeing out of random guys coming out of the bullpen.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
That I've never heard of in baseball, they've been effective. So they've got this down to a literal science. David Stearns is able to build a bullpen. He's able to not spend on top-end guys like a Max Fried or a Corbin Burns in the offseason and still maximize their rotation and get a lot out of that. Now we're starting to see, though, some injuries come into play. Danny Young is hurt. AJ Minter is hurt. And we're also starting to see guys struggle like Ryan Stanek or Edwin Diaz or Reed Garrett or whoever. How long do you expect the Mets to keep it up? Which they had the lowest ERA. They're getting a lot out of guys like David Peterson, Tyler McGill. How long do you expect their pitching to continue to be so solid? Or do you think that they're about to just go through the ebbs and flows of baseball soon as well?
Yeah, well, first, let me give a little quick plug. I did a big story on their whole pitching process and how much they've changed in terms of the analytics and everything that goes into their pitching lab. It's going to be running on SNY.TV starting, I think, tomorrow morning. So I give you some answers right there. But I can't imagine they were going to be able to continue at this level. But they, I mean, they do have a process where they have gotten, you know, they do get the most out of guys, and a lot of it has to do with what they do in that lab in terms of identifying pitch selection, pitch pairing, pitch design, all that stuff. It's not a I don't think you can call it a coincidence based on everything they've done to make this process work. But still, I mean, you know, you got guys like Griffin Canning. You know, I'm starting to believe a little bit more in McGill. I like the idea of Holmes as a starter. I think he's big enough and strong enough to be durable. But I think there's got to be, you know, some regression here. One issue for them is they're not going deep into games. And part of that, I think, is the team not, you know, that's the nature of the game these days. And the team doesn't let these guys go around three times in the order sometimes, unless it's your premier starter. So that's starting to catch up with them in terms of all the overuse of the bullpen. As you said, they have injuries now in the pen. They have some issues. I'm really curious about the Diaz thing too. It's, you know, they've only used him once since he had that little, they called it a hip cramp. And there's been opportunities to use him when they could have won a couple more games, one in Washington and one of these Arizona games. And Mendoza's, you know, he said it's not about the hip or anything like that, but I'm curious about whether he's right. He's had some issues anyway, as we know, but they got some things to straighten out in the bullpen for sure. And they got to get Manaea back in that rotation. He's really their horse. You know, they catered this rotation, six-man rotation, to Senga. You got to get more out of Senga than what he gave him today. I know he had they've got this flu going around or whatever, but I think they're in a good spot pitching wise, but I think they're going to need more as you get deeper into the season.
Okay, and last thing for you, the Yankees pitching. I mean, the Yankees lose Gerrit Cole, the Cy Young winner from 2 years ago. They lose Luis Gil, the Rookie of the Year from last year. Marcus Stroman was supposed to be traded, but they start the season with him making starts. Then he goes on the IL. So, you know, they're relying on Carlos Carrasco, former Met, who's 38 years old. He's not what he once was. And on the other end, they're relying on a young guy in Will Warren, who's a whole rookie, who has made, I don't know, 11, 12 starts in his career. Like, what do you see the Yankees doing? You think that they'll make a move to go add to this rotation with a starter, with an ace? Because Max Fried has been excellent. He's been worth all the money they paid him. And then Clark Schmidt is a question mark because he came back kind of slow from being hurt in spring training. And Carlos Rodon has been good his last three outings. But, like, with Aaron Judge being Aaron Judge, this pitching's got to be more solid, and I think they got to make a move.
Yeah, I mean, I can hear it in your voice. You don't trust Rodon, no matter how many times.
No, I don't. It's good that he turned a corner, but he's a guy I make jokes about him. Like, if the wind blows the wrong way, if his shoelace comes untied, if a ball is called, or if a strike is called a ball, he's done. He's unraveling.
Well, he pitches with so much emotion. Sometimes you see it. He gets carried away. And I think he's a classic case. He reminds me a little bit of A.J. Burnett. Sometimes, as good as he can be, the game speeds up on him in certain innings, and then he just doesn't. He can't find a way to slow it down again. But I mean, he'll help you over the course of the season. But I think you're right; they're probably going to need pitching. I think a lot depends if they're going to get Heal back or not. And Schmidt's the guy that, you know, you've been talking about for years is taking a next step and becoming a true staple in the rotation. And he always seems to have injury problems or something here and there. So I think they probably will. I mean, I predicted. Did a column at the beginning of the year predicting they'd get Alcantara, but Alcantara actually hasn't pitched that well coming back from Tommy John. So I don't know. I mean, pitching's been okay, but right now you wouldn't call it a rotation built to win a championship based on, you know, losing Cole and all that. So, you know, Cashman will be out there looking for pitching at the deadline probably.
John, you're the man. Again, plug the article because I'm definitely going to check it out. Like I said, I don't know what goes on in Hefner's laboratory. Thanks for joining us tonight. Go ahead and plug that article again, and we appreciate you coming on.
Yeah, thanks. On SNY.TV, the SNY website, and it'll be up tomorrow. So appreciate it, Keith. Good talking to you.